Okay, Chevra, we're learning Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis, and one of the most important halachas in Judaism, the fact that Kli Sheni is not Mvashel, comes up here in Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis. There's an interesting discussion in the Taz and the Chavos Das in Yerideya, the end of Siman Sadi Beis, that's very relevant for our Gemara. You see, our Gemara basically tells us that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi one time fellowed Rebbe into Beis HaMerchatz and he wanted to warm up some oil, and the Gemara says that Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tein. And from this we derive that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Zok the Taz, that Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tein Al Karchacha means, this is the Taz at the end of Siman Sadi Beis, Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tein Al Karchacha means that he told him that you should reach the keli into the merchat and draw up some water and then pour that water into a different keli. Toil, the klisheni, vitain. Right? What does that mean? That means that you take the water from a klisheni out of the ambatya, vitain, and then put that water into a different keli. And that is what would be considered a Kli Sheni. But the original keli, the keli with which I draw the water, Zok the Taz, that keli has the din of a Kli Rishon. And the Taz says that this is therefore the halacha, that a ladle that I use to scoop out from, a ladle that I use to scoop out from a Kli Rishon, that ladle has the din of a Kli Rishon, so much so that I'm allowed to be magil, I'm allowed to do hag'olah with that ladle. No? Because this ladle became a Kli Rishon, because I stuck it into the keli, now it has the din of a Kli Rishon, and therefore I can be magil with it. The Taz does not point out the traces at the end of Avodah Zarah, says that you really should not be magil with a Kli Rishon, no? You should not really be magil, excuse me, with a ladle. You shouldn't, if you're doing Hagolah from a Kli Rishon, you should do Hagolah directly from the Kli Rishon. Don't use a ladle. But the Taz says that I think you can use a ladle, and the Taz uses this to argue on the Maharil. The Maharil says that you should not use a ladle. It's up to Taz, you can. Now the Taz has two rayas for this yisoid. One raya is the Sefer Aguda that's quoted in the Isser B'Heter, who says that if you find a zavug in the ka'ara, you find a fly in your soup bowl, right? This is the beginning of like most jokes. That waiter, there's like a fly in my soup or something. Right? There are only two ways to begin jokes, right? One is knock knock, and the other is waiter, there's a fly in my soup, correct? This is a davar pashut. So now, if you find, you can tell I have like elementary school age kids, right? If you find a zavuv in the ka'ara, so the Aguda says it's a mutter because it's a svek sveka. Maybe it fell in the kli rishon. Even if it fell into the kli rishon, shema kishah otzio hazavuv bekaf hayashishim bekaf. The Aguda's only makel because maybe when I took the fly out, there was shishim in that calf.
The fly was on a Kli Rishon?
The fly I find now in my soup bowl. Right? Soup Kli Sheni for sure. Right? Maybe it's mutter because when I took it out, there was shishim in the ladle connected to the zavuv. Zok the Taz. You see from this, then, shishim in the ladle connected the zavuv. That's the other suffix. Maybe it fell in the Kli Sheni originally. Maybe there was shishim in the ladle. Zok the Taz, I see from the Aguda that he would not be makel on the fact that the fly was in the ladle. Right? Remember, I now have a fly in my soup bowl. I don't know. Did the fly fall into the soup bowl directly? Or was the fly, right, in the pot of soup? I don't know. Zuck the Taz, quoting the Aguda, I could be makel because there's a svek sveka. Perhaps the fly fell on the Kli Sheni, fell on the soup bowl. Im timtzalaimah, it didn't fall in the supo. Well, maybe it's going to be mutter because there was shishim kenegdai in the ladle. Hello, says the Taz, you see that the ladle has a din of a kli. The ladle has a din of a kli rishon. He's only going to be make on the ladle because maybe there's shishim kenegdai. If it wouldn't be shishim, he would have been machmi on the ladle. So Taz says, Zetmin, you see from this aguda, that the label has a din of a kli rishon.
Where's the
cliche in here? What? Where's the cliche? Supo. I have pat, right? Now supo. There's a fly in my supo. Where did that fly come at? Where did that fly land? Maybe it landed in the supo directly. Cliche-ny, fine. Maybe it was in the big pot. And even if it was in the big pot, right, perhaps there was shishim kenegdai. Right? But the way the Aguda says it is that there was shishim kenegdai in the ladle. Does that mean that the ladle would be a kli rishon? And this is the Taz's raya, that the ladle is a kli rishon. Now, the Bar Plukta of the Taz over here is Rabbi Jacob Loberbaum, also known as the Nesivus, who wrote a book on Yerideya called the Chavastas. You should know there's a professor of law in Tel Aviv University now named Jacob Loberbaum. He is Ben Achar Ben from the Nesivus. Right? Professor of law, he thinks like in the Choshen Mishpat type of way, no? Nesivus. Ah. So zot the Chavastas, this that the Taz brings a raya from the Kaf Shachaitzi Im HaZevuv, right? That's not a raya at all, because the reason why we'd be makel on Iroi is because of a rule called Tita'a Gvar. No, Iroi, when I pour from a kli rishon, so it should be dino kli rishon. Narvas, we have a halacha, it's a machlokas rabin shmo psachim ayin vav, but we pass into ta'a gvar, that the lower thing is gover, is overpowers the upper thing. Mimela, says the Chavastas, in a situation, if I take a fly out of the supo with the ladle, I don't have any tita'a that is cold to cool it down. The din of tita'a gavar, when I do iroi, I pour, so it gets cooled off by the lower surface, which was always cold. But over here, there's no lower surface that was always cold, because the fly was in the hot soup. And then I take it out of my ladle, my fly's in the hot soup. That is, right? So basically, that's why you're going to be machmir when the fly is in the ladle, because there's no tita'a. There's no cold lower thing to cool it down. So that first raya of the Taz, the Chavastas doesn't like. But let's go to the Taz's other raya. The Taz's other raya is that when I stick my ladle, remember the Taz paskins, that a ladle is dino kikli rishon. No? The ladle has the same status as the pot. Zok the Taz, you know why that's true? Because Taisus on Daf Mem Amid Beis tells me that the distinction between kli rishon and kli sheni is because of dofnos of mechamamos, because the walls heated up. Zok the Taz, when I stick the ladle into the ladle gets heated up from the heat of the food that's in the pot. Consequently, it's dofnos of mechamamos. Consequently, the ladle is a kli rishon. Right? That's what the Taz paskins. Ari Adler, good morning, how are you, sir?
Great.
Welcome to Yeshiva University, Smicha program. Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Those doesn't say that walls heated up, it says it's Masa Chumash Mamaruba. It's still living here, it's just people
on that. And there. But Taisus is saying to me, so it's hot. The walls are hot, and therefore it's Masa Chumash is Mamaruba. So here also the ladle, that Ubefrat, some of the Achrenim say that if you leave the ladle, the Mishnah Berurah has this in Sifkut and Pei Zayin by us, Now, if I leave the ladle in the soup for a long time, it's more mistaber that the ladle takes on the characteristics of a kli rishon because it mamish got heated up, right? And that's what the Taz is saying, right? Maybe it's kasha litzamtzim. It's hard to figure out exactly how long it has to be in there to become half. But look at the Mishnah verse of Pei Zayin. Ubefrat in Masha Kli Reikum Betocho Ashamala Resicha Vaday Mikra Kli Rishayna. Why? There's nice of Chanan. Because it got hot.
That's like any other official Kli Rishayna Shalagavish.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's not
So the Taz is saying that a ladle has a din of a kli rishon because it became dofnosav chamin. Like Taisha says, very nice, comes on the Chavistas, and the Chavistas says, Hello, Rabbi Taz, you're a nice guy and all that, but like, dofnosav chamin doesn't mean I got heated up from the chame ha'ar. Dofnosav chamin means it got heated up from the ar itself. The reason why it's the place of chamin is because there's a fire underneath the pot, and that fire heats the defunos of the pot. No? But the ladle is not heated from the fire. The ladle is heated from the water in the pot. No? And therefore, zak the chavistas, that's not called dofnos of chamin. That's his. Now, that lecha'ora of the Chavistas is an assertion which I don't think, if you read this Chavistas in Sivkat and Chav Zayin, I don't think the Chavistas is really defending that assertion so much. He makes an assertion. He says he thinks the Fnos of Chamin means it's on the fire. But then the Chavistas decides to make an entire essay out of this, a treatise. Chavistas says that if you read the Taisvis, there's a shtickel stira within the Taisvis itself. What would be if you have something that's neither a dofnos of mechamemais, nor is it dofnos of mekareros? No? Taisvis says that kli rishon is mevashel, because dofnos of mechamemos. The walls are chamin, and it holds the heat for a long time, and therefore it's a problem. But kli sheni is not mevashel, because it's holy from miskarer, it gets cooler. Well, what about if I have something that's neither dofnos of mechamimais, nor dofnos of mekareros?
Is that possible?
Sure. I'll give you a tzir. Ready? Ready?
There's kli rishon that's taken off the fire.
Kli Rishon taken off the fire was dofnos of mechamemais because the walls got heated from the fire.
But
what's a tzir of something that's neither dofnos of mechamemais nor dofnos of mechamemais? So the Chavistas. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Dofnos has to be maxed
chomo, doesn't that just maintain the status quo heat? It's maxed chomo's mamaruba, meaning it maintains its heat for a longer time. Everybody knows that things cool down over time. A kli rishon shaloi al gabe ha'esh is not going to be mevashel 2 hours after I take it off. No, it's not conceivable, right? It holds its heat for a longer amount of time. That's all Taisus means by maxik chomo. Again, this is my raya. By the way, I found that pische tshuva from the Chamudei Daniel yesterday that bishul's a process. Remember, that's my havan of Taisus kuf hei sivkat and ches.
That doesn't mean it's heating it up, though.
Sure it does. What else does it mean?
I mean,
maxik chomo
just means that it's not
cooling
off as quickly.
Maxik chomo means the heat is retained for a longer period, and therefore bishul can be effective.
Right, but it's just not cooling off as quickly as...
Kli sheni is cooling down. Kli rishon is maintaining its heat for a longer time. Because the walls got hot, it's maintaining its heat for a longer time, it will be mevashel. That's what Taisa says.
Now, what's the in-between?
So I'll tell you the in-between. Something that's not mechamamais, nor mekararais, right? Meaning, the Chavistas thinks that a dovar gush is that in-between scenario. Mazel domeret. Dovar gush If I have a, we pointed on the Yeriday issue that there's a machlekes in the Shach about whether Dover Gush is something like rice or whether Dover Gush is only like a piece of meat, no? Does Dover Gush have to be one solid mass? Rice is the pshat, it's a semi-solid, no? A liquid takes on the shape of its container. That's what they taught me in nursery school. A solid has its own shape. You have something like rice, that it's a little more malleable. No, I can. That's a discussion in the poskim. But a dover gush is a dover gush mevashel. Is there a din that dover gush mamish cooks? Well, the Chavos Das says dover gush. When you think about it, it's not dofnos of mechame mois. The dover gush might retain its heat for a longer time. It's not really cooling down, but its zikr is not getting any warmer. Now, again, I understand there's a shtickle metzias problem, that nothing mamish gets warmer, but the pot, I could say, because the pot was on the fire, it can heat other stuff up better, right? The heat is mamish inside the defanos of the pot. The dover gush is not like that.
But it's on the bottom of the pot. That's like,
well, I take the dover gush out and I put in the kli sheni now. I heat in my dover gush up and I put in the kli sheni. Is that dover gush mevashel? So I think we spoke about this. I don't remember already what we said. But the pashtus in Yerideya is that even if you're machmir on dover gush, you're only machmir that dover gush is going to be boleya, but it's not going to be mevashel. It won't mamish cook. Although the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos paskens that Dover Gush really cooks. But comes on the Chavos Das, and he says, I have the Stirin Tosis. Does it have to be Mechamemos? Right? Meaning that it got so hot it can heat other stuff. I don't think Mechamemos means, to answer Shimi's question, that it's getting hotter, but I think it means that it has enough heat that it could really be Mechamein something else to become like it. Right? To maintain its heat in the second generation. Right? Dover Gush can't do that. But it's also not really cooling down to the same extent that a Kli Sheni is cooling down. So, what's the din of something like that? Comes along the Chavos Das. He says there's a shtickle steer in the Tisus. The steer would be related to Dover Gush. The steer would be relevant also to the din of Irui Shenifsak HaKeluach. If I have an Irui, there's a machlokes between the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, where the Irui is Mevashel or not. If it's Irui Shenifsak HaKeluach, the stream stopped, no? Do this trick. So then there's airspace between. Comes on the Chavos Das, and he says, if it's an Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach, I could say that the halacha views the Irui like it's Mekushar to the Defanos Chamos of the original pot. And maybe Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach is Mevashel. But Irui Shel Nifsak HaKiluach, when the stream stopped, so then one could argue that's never going to be Mevashel. That might only be able to be Mavliya. Comes along the Chavos Das and he says, Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach is the same as Dover Gush. In both situations, it will be Mavliya, but not Mevashel. That's his understanding of this entire sugya. Oh. Now, effectively, what the Chavos Das is saying is that the Taz's entire beer in the Gemara is wrong. No? The Taz says is saying that the din of Tol B'Klisheni V'Tein means I take water out of the Ambati and I pour that into another Keli. I pour that into another key. Today's Mamash day when everyone is getting phone calls. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So I think it's Meduyik and Rashi. not like the Taz. Let's learn Rashi together. I think Yossi likes it when we read Rashi since here. Right? So Rashi writes, Toil min hamayim, take water out of the ambati, bekli sheni. She yitzdanenu ma'at, right? We pointed out that Rashi holds the definition of kli sheni, so it's a little bit cooler. De kli sheni einu mevashel. Va'achar kach ten hapach letoch also kli sheni. No? Put the pach into that kli sheni. You do not see the tazitzir. The tazitzir is that I draw water out and then I pour it into something else. The pashtus in Rashi is that I put the pach letoich oisai kli sheni. No? That would mean that the ladle is not a kli rishon. Nitvi the taz. Okay. La halacha, whether our ladle is a din of a kli rishon or not, we spoke about this, is a stira in the Mishnah Brura tin sifkatin pei zayin, and the Mishnah Brura in sifkatin memhei. No? Mishnah Brura in sifkatin pei zayin says that a ladle can be a kli rishon, ubefrat if the ladle is there until it's mala resicha, it's a kli rishon. Mishnah Brura in sifkatin memhei says that a ladle is not a kli rishon, and therefore if I want to pour some soup on top of my bread, he says, use a ladle. Huh? So some of that, so we spoke about the yeshuvim to the steer in the Mishnah Brurahs, but there's a steer in the Mishnah Brurahs on this Nakuda. So that's point one that we wanted to talk about, this very important machlokas between the Chavis Das and the Tachas. Point two, we're talking about Kli Sheni. Yadua umuforsam, Shah Mishnah Brurah besifkatin memches, Hevi me'achaya adam b'chlau chav ostalad, that kli sheni, if it's yad nichves bo, it's going to mamish be mevashel. No? That the din that kli sheni is not mevashel is when it's a yad seiladas bo. But if it's yad nichves bo, which apparently is a higher temperature than yad seiladas bo, so yad nichves bo says the chaya adam will be mevashel. The Chaya Adam refers us to his Sefer on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, on the Shari Tzedek, which is the Chaya Adam's work on Mitzvah Satzulius Ba'aretz. In the Shari Tzedek, with respect to the Dinim of Meiser, right, there's a halacha that I'm allowed to be Ochel Arai until there's Kvius LaMeiseris. The things that are koveya for Maisris, the Tiferes Yisrael tells me in the first parak of Maseches Maisris, has a Rosh Tevis Kisimchas Eish. No? This is a good way to test kids on the first parak of Maisris. Right? The whole first parak of Maisris of the Mishnah is Kisimchas Eish. These are the things that are koveya for Maiser, meaning that once you underwent this process, so then it is, right, Aser to be ochel achilas arai. Now, what is the kesimchas eish? You have to look it up and see if we can remember. Kavush is koveya. Shabbos is koveya. Melach is koveya. Chum is koveya. Mem is saf. Kesimchas eish. I think saf is tamchoy is koveya. Etc. I forgot what the eish is. What the other two are. Now, what that means is that if I take my peiris and I cook them, so then it's kovei alamaisis. I can no longer eat achilas arai from these peiros. To cook has to be kli rishon, kli sheni eino mevashel. However, zok the Rambam perek gimel of maisis halacha tesvav. If it's in the kli sheni, and that kli sheni is so hot that it is yad nichves bo, then it is koyvei ala maisris. Comes along the Chaya Adam, he says, whoa, hello America! That means that yad nichves bo is going to cook in a kli sheni. Because ordinarily kli sheni is not koveya because it's not mevashel. But if it's yad nichves bo, then it cooks. Wow. That's the Chaya Adam's raya. And then the Chaya Adam has another raya from the din of Ambati, Lahalan in the Gemara, right, where Ambati is going to be also because it's very hot. Says the Chaya Adam, you see, when it's very hot in the Klisheni, it's Mevashel. Now, our Karchacha, the Chaya Adam is learning Judaism, the same, more like Rashi than like Tosfos. No?
Wait a minute, an Ambati, he says, a Kli Rishon because of Moshech, right?
Our Ambati is a Kli Rishon at Samoch Sheikh in our Gemara. There's a Gemara on Membeis, Basug of Ambati, that the Ambati was the Zino of a Kli Sheni, but it's very hot, so the Pashtus is a Chumr Mitzrabbanon, that Ambati is Mevashel, because it's very super duper hot. However, the Chaya Adam seems to be saying that it's not just a Dinda Rabbanon, the Chaya Adam is probably saying it's Mamish a Dinda Iraisa. The Pashtus in the Chaya Adam is as follows, ladies and gentlemen. The Pashtus in the Chaya Adam is that the din that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel is like Rashi says, because it's cold. But if I have a Kli Sheni that's super duper hot, it's going to be Mevashel on the level of D'Oraisa. And the Chaya Adam is telling me, that what? That if it Yad Nichbeisbo, there's a din d'oraisa that in the Kli Sheni it's going to cook. And what we were saying is that that's Aliba Derashi. Tosfos is distinguishing between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni based on whether Dof Nosav Cham or not. But Rashi says distinction is that Kli Sheni is cooler than a Kli Rishon. But Lu Yitzuyer, if I have a case of a Kli Sheni that's super duper razzle dazzle hot, to use all the Rabbi Sabalovsky terms, so then Memela, it's going to be Mevashel. Adkan Divrei Hachaya Adam. And this means, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, in his Hakdama to the Malacha of Mevashel, Ois Yud, Shvisas HaShabbos writes, you see that according to the Chaya Adam, if I heat something up from Yad Soiledes until Yad Nichves, that's going to be Bishul D'Oraisa. Because the Chaya Adam is telling me that the temperature Min HaTayra for Bishul is Yad Nichves. Yad Soiledes is a Dinterabonon. They're Machmir on Yad Soiledes in a Kli Rishon. They're not Machmir on Yad Soiledes in a Kli Sheni. But Yad Nichves, which is the Doiraisa temperature of Bishol, that applies even in a Kli Sheni. Adkan Divrei Hachaya Adam. Oh! And the Mishnah Berurah passes like this in Sivkat and Memches. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like this in Simin Shin Yotes Bir Halacha Simin Se'if Dalad. Shin Yotes Se'if Dalad and Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah also passes like this Chaya Adam. Now, someone, I saw some questions. Yossi.
And one can argue these works with Tosfos as well, because Tosfos said if it's Yad Soiledes going and the walls aren't hot enough, so then it won't get cooked.
Maybe, possibly, perhaps a shtickle, but I don't see any indication in Tosfos that it's a din in the temperature. I really don't. Right? Tosfos only mentions a temperature called Yad Soiledes. I should point out, by the way, that Talmud Bavli never mentions any temperature called Yad Nichves. Right? And Talmud Bavli says categorically that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. And that's why the Chazan Ish in Simin Nun Beis Os Yud Tes, Chazan Ish says that he thinks that the poskim don't really accept the Chaya Adam, but it's Kasha LaHakel the Isser Shabbos. The Isser Shabbos is so chomor, therefore you should be machmor like the Chaya Adam. No. By the way, if you think about it, now we have three major league reasons to be machmor in a Kli Sheni. Reason one, Tosfos on Lamed Tes said that Kli Sheni is the Mechzikim of Ashel. Reason two, that we had a discussion, maybe we brought in the category of Kalei HaBishol, and therefore everything cooks in the Kli Sheni with the exception of Mayim and Shemen and perhaps Melach, but maybe Melach is more Melach, but at least Melach, but maybe only Mayim and Shemen. And Bessar Shor also would not cook, okay, fine. And reason number three now is that if it's Yad Nichves, it's going to be Mevashel, and we don't know exactly what temperature is Yad Nichves, but there's a fellow from my show, Sam Benson, who used to work in like emergency management. So I was speaking to Sam yesterday on the way back from a Levaya about what temperature is the water that will really make you squall. So he sent me a chart that they give out in emergency management stuff. If you want, I could read it to you. Basically, you can hold your finger in hot. You can hold your finger in. Here's the chart. If it's 120 degrees, you can hold it in for more than 5 minutes. If it's 130 degrees, 30 seconds. 140 degrees, less than 5 seconds. Okay? All right? At what point is it yad nichves? I have no idea, no? I don't know what yad soledis is. I'm not going to know what yad nichves is. But this chumra of the chaya adam would be another reason to be machmir on kli shenis.
Ramosh is
170,
Yad
Nichves
is way out.
Right. Ramosh. Right? Yad Nichves is even hotter than that. Now, the Chaya Odin is based on a Rambam that we mentioned in Hilchos Maisris. And that Rambam in Hilchos Maisris is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is both in the first chapter of Maisris, Halacha Daled, and the Yerushalmi is by us. In Parakira, Halacha Dalid, it's page Chaf Hei, Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, Chaf Hei, in the standard versions of the Yerushalmi. Kedai to learn this Yerushalmi, ladies and gentlemen, to read it inside of Ma'am Mishnah and point Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Reb Yuda Bar Pazi, Reb Simin, B'Shem Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Ajehi Nosin Yadol Atocho, Dihin Nechveis. Until what point, apparently, is there a din that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel? Zakhli Rishami, Achihe Nosin Yad Matocha Vihi Nechves. Once you reach that temperature of Nosin Yad Matocha Vihi Nechves, at that point, it will be Mevashel. Stage 1 Yerushalmi. Stage 2 in the Yerushalmi. Next line. Hakol Modin Kli Sheni is Mutter. Ma Ben Kli Rishon Kli Sheni. This is kind of fundamental for our understanding of Judaism. Fret Yerushalmi. What's the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Reb Yosi, Kan Hayad Sheilates, Kan Ein Hayad Sheilates. Right? Can the hand reach out and touch it? Kan Hayad Sheilates, Kan Ein Hayad Sheilates. The difference in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is the temperature. Reb Yona, Kan V'Kan Ein Hayad Sheilates. Both by Kli Rishon and by Kli Sheni, it's not Yad Sheilates. Ella, Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon, V'lo Asu Herchek L'Kli Sheni. Chazal made a Harchaka for Kli Rishon, not for Kli Sheni. Ad Kan, Divrei HaYerushalmi. Now, this entire Yerushalmi about Yad Nichves first, and then the Yerushalmi about the din Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, whether it's because of Yad Sheilates versus Ein Sheilates, whether it's because of Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon or Asu Herchek L'Kli Sheni, comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos in his Hakdama to Malacha of Mevashel, Ois Tes. Shvisas HaShabbos says that the Rambam, who's using the din of Yad Nichves on the level of the Oraisa, and from that Rambam comes the Chaya Adam, that Rambam is understanding that the Yerushalmi's Yad Nichves is a din in the Kli Rishon. By Kli Sheni, we would say it's never going to be Mevashel. That's the way the Rambam would be understanding. Kli Sheni would never be Mevashel on the level of the Oraisa, but Kli Sheni when Yad Nichves would be Mevashel. That's L'cha'ora, the Chaya Adam's take on Judaism. Yad Nichves is a din d'Oraisa of Bishul in a Kli Rishon. In a Kli Sheni will be Machmir on Yad Nichves for Bishul. But Min HaTorah, there's no Bishul at all. That's l'cha'ora what that's l'cha'ora the pshat in the Chaya Adam based on that Rambam. However, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, if you read the Yerushalmi, it doesn't sound like we're talking about Kli Rishon at all, right? It sounds like we're talking within Kli Sheni. So what is the beer in this Yerushalmi? Remember, the Yerushalmi has 2 days. Day one is Rabbi Yossi. There's a distinction between Yad Shaletas and not. Day two is the opinion of Rabbi Yona, that there's a distinction between whether Asu Harchaka or Lo Asu Harchaka. What does that mean? So there are four Be'urim in the poskim over here. Be'ur one is the Be'ur one is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam is saying that Asu Harchaka Lelai Asu Harchaka. Right? This Chaya Adam that we learned.
Who's the
Tanna
that
calls about that? That's Rabbi Yona in the Yerushalmi. So the Chaya Adam is going to say that Kli Rishon is not Mevasho min HaTorah unless it's Yad Nichves. Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon means that by Kli Rishon they made a Harchaka, that Yad Soledis is a problem. By Kli Sheni they never made a Harchaka, that Yad Soledis is a problem. That's why the Chaya Adam is going to learn the Yerushalmi. Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, that Yad Soledis is a problem. Lo Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni, that they never say Yad Soledis is a problem, but Yad Nichves is a problem. That's the Chaya Adam. The Magen Avraham and the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches Oz Chav Ches and the Taz at the beginning of Siman Tzadi Dalet in Yerideya and the Shach at the beginning of Siman Kuf Hei Oiz Hei, they all quote from the Maharshal that there's a chumra by a Kli Rishon that even if it's not Yad Soledis, it's going to be Aser. They understand the Yerushalmi Asur Harchaka L'Kli Rishon below Asur Harchaka L'Kli Sheni, that what we mean is that by a Kli Rishon, and the Magen Avraham means a Kli Rishon, even if it's Eino Omer Al Gabe Ha'esh, it's going to be Aser if it's not Yad Soledis. That's a tremendous chumra, no? If I have a Kli Rishon, I can't put anything in. It's a Dinti Rabbanan, also Harchaka L'Kli Rishon. You know what the Harchaka is? Avada Min HaTaira Kli Rishon is Mevasha, no? But, also Harchaka, they said, yeah, Min HaTaira it's Mevasha, it's Yad Soledis. Also Harchaka, this Dinti Rabbanan, the Kli Rishon, that even if it's not Yad Soledis, it's going to be Aser. The Gra says that can't be. It can't be that we're going to be machmir in a Kli Rishon if it's not Yad Soledis. If it's not Yad Soledis, it's zero bishul whatsoever. Rather, also Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, according to the Gra, means that they aser hefsher in a Kli Rishon. Remember, Rashi learned I'm allowed to leave something in a makom where it can come to Yad Soledis. But we paskin like the Rush and Sim and Yod, that I'm not allowed to leave something in the makom that can become Yad Soledis. That's a Din D'Rabbanan. I only plan on leaving it there for a second, right? Or for a minute. I only want to warm it up a bit. Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon. Lo Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni. In a Kli Rishon, Hefsher is Aser. In a Kli Sheni, it's not. That's what the Goyin has in Shin Yud Ches Siftes. The Goyin says that that's the Beir in the Yerushalmi. The other Beir in the Yerushalmi, however, the last Beir, if you look in the Ran on Chaf Amar Aleph, B'Dafei Harif, by us, the Ran says that Asur Harchaka L'Kli Rishon V'Asur Harchaka L'Kli Sheni means that the Yerushalmi holds that Min HaTorah there's no Bishul in the Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh. Min HaTorah there's only Bishul if it's a Kli Rishon Agave Ha'esh. But Asur Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, meaning if I have a Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh according to Yerushalmi, that's going to be Bishul Midrabbanan. Talmud Bavli Pashtus holds that Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh is Mevashel Min HaTorah. Look in the Egle Tal Os Chof Gimel and you'll see an Arichus about this point, but we have to go and Daven Mincha, so we'll pause over here. But there are four Be'urim in this Yerushalmi: Asur Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, Lo Asur Harchaka L'Kli Sheni. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.